The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi there and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to be looking ahead to some action on Monday today. Ripon, Wolverhampton, Cork, Nace, Carlisle and Windsor are the courses bringing us the action on Monday. Stuart Beasley, Mick Norton and Darren Owen will be your studio team from 2:05 p.m. But until then, my name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined in the studio by James Millman to look ahead to some of Monday's action. How are you doing, James?
Yep, not bad. Made a crack in Goodwood. Like interesting cards tomorrow. Obviously, we've got the ladies' races up at Carlisle, which could be a little bit of a lottery. The amateurs and the professionals mixing it together. And some interesting racing at Windsor, as ever, on a Monday evening. And Ripon is a nice sprint for the people interested in the older handicaps up there.
Definitely. You mentioned Goodwood. Obviously, it is over now, which is a shame. But some great action, wasn't there? What stood out for you over the course of the week?
Obviously, Jordan Downs was a cracking race. Like I say, I think it was good for Tornadoes to come out on top. He's vindicated DeHannon Hughes' confidence they've always had in him. Like I said, I would like to have seen Dawn Approach get the hat-trick, but it wasn't to be. Things probably didn't quite go his way, but like I say, on the best day, the best horse won. I think Jim Bolger was pretty honourable in defeat, and that's exactly what he said, but he certainly wouldn't be scared to take him on again.
Definitely. Yesterday, then, on Saturday, Rex Imperator landed the Stewards' Cup, and if we're being honest, did it pretty nicely.
He was very impressive for a Stewards Cup win. I think he had plenty in his favour. He had a good draw, plenty of pace on his side. Obviously, Ajad for Ted Powell ran a cracker at 66-1, but he let him gave him a lovely toe into the race, and he was always travelling nicely. Tropics, the favourite, and horse I probably thought would win. He was kind of stuck out wide from the low draw, and he was already about 5 lengths behind Rex Imperator after a couple of furlongs, and he ran well to finish sixth, and I think he's got more big races in him, but very impressive, Rex Imperator.
And of course, the other race yesterday, the big race, I should say, was the Nassau, and Winsilly landed a bit of a shock, really.
Oh, definitely a shock. A rough race. Obviously, a few punters were not too impressive. Richard Hughes' ride on Sky Lantern, but I'm not too sure she stays 10 furlongs myself. I think Hughesy tucked in because he didn't think that if he went the right ride route, she'd actually stay the trip. Unfortunately, he did let Willie Buick come across him, and he ended up getting in a pocket, but the filly didn't really quicken when she had the gaps afterwards. I'm not sure she's a 10 furlong filly myself. The eye catcher was Hot Snap, very green on the undulations for Tom Creeley, and she looked like she was going to be out the back at halfway, but she stayed on really well for third, and I think she'll definitely be emulating her half sister midday in winning Group 1s. I think she's a serious filly. Like I say, shock result, but probably Winsilly and Thistlebird, the two outsiders that filled the first two places, got good rides, took the wide route, and they had a travel-free run, and I think they're probably the only two that didn't.
So would you pin the blame on Richard Hughes, as it were, or would you just say it's just one of those things, he did what he had to do? And
he made an error doing it, but he did it for a reason, because I think he didn't think that she would stay if he took her outside and then left her with daylight. I think he was trying to sneak her home a little bit, but I would say you look at the video and say, oh, you wish he'd stayed out wide. But like I say, I don't think she's a strong stayer. She was bumped wide about halfway by Hot Snap. So she's still a lot of daylight. She had a wide trip. Nothing went right. The hamper in it looked visually as what got her beat, but there was lots of little things that contributed to the defeat. And like I say, I think I'd be dropping it back to a mile if she was mine, to be fair.
And with the way that Winsilly finished, there's no guarantee that if Skylatin had got through that she would have won anyway.
I just think Hughesy didn't knock her about, but she didn't really show any kind of acceleration when she got the clear air, and like I say, I don't think Hughesy was confident that she was going to stay the mile two, and that's why he kind of switched her back inside to get some cover and try and save the run, but unfortunately he got into trouble for doing it.
So a tad one paced over that trip, but she has had a lot of racing.
She's been busy
as well.
Obviously, she's had five runs in Group 1s. Hot Snap had been away for 3 months since the Guineas. I think especially fillies, a busy schedule can tell. But like I say, she shouldn't run badly. But I don't think she would have won, even if everything had gone right.
No, that's fair. OK, then, we will move on to some of Monday's action, then. We'll kick off with Ripon's 3:45. It's a handicap race over 6 furlongs, and 12 runners are down to go to post. There's a few pretty consistent types in here. Pearl Ice is one who got a course and distance success back in June of last year. Hasn't really shown a great deal since, but as a result of that, it has slipped a reasonably attractive mark for David Barron.
Definitely dropped to a nice mark. He's in stall one, which isn't ideal sometimes at Ripon. You could end up in the middle of the track. For 12 runners, a lot of these are out of form a little bit at the moment, and it's a tricky race to assess because quite a few are probably well handicapped. But I'm going to go for one that is actually in form, is Spinner Tricks for Michael Dodds. She loves Ripon. She's had 6 runs at the track. I think she's had 3 wins, a couple of seconds in a third. She's never been at the first 3. She was an impressive course and distance winner 2 starts back under today's Monday's jockey, Connor Beasley. Slightly disappointing last time, but Connor didn't ride, and I think probably his £5 pretty crucial. Like I say, she likes the track. In a race where there's question marks about quite a few of the field, I think she's probably the most solid one in the race. You've got Fitz Flyer. He did win 2 starts back, but there was only a 5-runner race at Ayr. I don't think it was the strongest of fields, and back in a more competitive race, he struggled last time, and it could be the same again today. Name it what you like, it's a little bit inconsistent, but some runs are okay, some runs are out of it. If he guns up to his best, he's got a chance, but I just think Spinner Tricks, when she's consistent on a track she likes, she's one to follow.
Okay then, so Spinner Tricks in the 3:45 in a race that, well, on form, on past form, shall we say, you couldn't rule many of them out, but Spinner Tricks is the pick under promising apprentice Connor Beasley there. The second race that we'll look at is the 7 o'clock at Windsor. It is another 6 furlong race. 10 runners down to go to post here. And we'll start with Bayesian Bear, who got his head in front last time out at Leicester. Did that in okay fashion, but this probably is a trickier race.
Yeah, a step up in grade for Bayesian Bear. It was only a class 5 he won up at Leicester, but Willie Twiston Davis took the ride that day and he retains the ride, and he took Michael Blanchard off the cold list, who's a welcome winner for Michael Blanchard. I think he might just find us a little bit too competitive. It's quite a competitive little class 4 event. I was going to go for O'Gorman. Richard Hughes took the ride for the first time last time over course and distance in the pair team there for success. He's a tricky ride. I remember tipping him in the studio when he had a frustrating run at Lingfield on the poly track, I think, Enna Eddie Ahern back in March time. And he's just one of those tricky horses that Hughesy kind of gets on well with. Hughesy takes the ride again. He's not been seen for 49 days. He's been freshened up. Still eligible for a class 4 event. He's quite a classy horse. I think he's probably the best horse in the race, but it's a competitive event. You've got school fees. Also won last time out for Ollie Stevens. Ryan Moore takes the ride there, so probably got Ryan Moore. Richard Hughes going head-to-head, as usual, at Windsor on a Monday night. And I couldn't rule that out. Arctic Lynx has been in good form for Robert Cow, who's tremendous job of his sprinters. So definitely a tricky race, but I just think Hughes teaming up with O'Gorman again, he can go very, very close.
OK then, O'Gorman in the 7 o'clock. And the final race that we'll look at is the 7:30 from Windsor. It is over at the Extended Mile. 8 runners are down to go to post. And you mentioned there Richard Hughes, obviously rides Windsor so well, there's not many meetings go by when Hannan and Hughes don't team up for a winner, and they're on top weight Juvenile here.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Hannan Hughes to have another Windsor winner on a Monday. Juvenile ran in a very competitive race the other day, just 6 days ago, finished 5th on his return. He'd previously won over course and distance. He'd looked progressive as a 3-year-old. He should improve for that comeback. It's a lot weaker race tomorrow night. And like I say, Hannan Hughes, the ones to follow at Windsor, and I think it's another winner in the bag. Obviously, Coral Festival, she's a Windsor specialist, but she normally runs over 10 furlongs. I think a mile could be a little bit sharp for her, John Bridges' mare, but she has won about 7 races around Windsor, and Ryan Moore is in the saddle. Cohan for Roger Varian, unexposed 3-year-old in the field. Secured a hat-trick in handicaps, but only 3rd or 4 at Salisbury last time, which wasn't a great effort, and perhaps the handicap has got hold of that one. African Oil, in and out, and the only one at Bath on firm ground, and Bath firm ground form, it's not the most competitive in the world, so I think Juvenile, possibly better than this grade, I think he can be a welcome winner for Hannan Hughes.
OK then, so Juvenile in the 7:30 at Windsor. If you could just sum up your 3 picks there at Ripon and Windsor on Monday, James.
Yeah, 3:45 Ripon, Spinner Tricks, Connor Boozy back on board, loves Ripon. I think she's going to go close in a race where most are out of form. O'Gorman teamed up with Richard Hughes, got off the mark last time. Tricky horse, and I think he suits him. He could follow up. And obviously Juvenile, Hannan Hughes, I think they can get another winner at Windsor.
Okay, good stuff, James. Good luck with those picks and enjoy the action.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.